Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's great bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Smith is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of Fast Radius Industrial Automation Company, author of The Leap, which is a book we helped him launch a few years ago, and the brand new one that's just out, literally launched today, The Great Disruption, Competing and Surviving in the Second Wave of the Industrial Revolution. Rick, thanks again for being here. Give us a website. Tell us how we can find the book. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, if you can find it on Amazon. Go to Rick Smith, Great Disruption, or ricksmith.me. The basic premise of the book is that every major technology introduction follows two waves, not one. The first is mass production. So you look at transportation. The rail system was basically mass production of transportation. It dropped costs dramatically and allowed people to have access to transportation that never did before. Then the automobile comes along and with the second wave, which is mass customization of transportation and allows you to sort of pick and choose. You move where you want, when you want, and whatever you want. Same thing happened in the media space with the printing press and then the internet. And the same thing is happening now in production with moving from mass production in Asia to 3D printing and distributed manufacturing, which is going to just fundamentally change the landscape of how things are made around the world.
Right, no question. Now, 3D printing is something, Rick, that I started talking about with one of my futurists, Joel Barker. 10 years ago, we started talking about 3D printing on the show, telling people to start looking for that more and more. And of course, you're a great example of someone who's taken that and run with it with your company. Another thing that's been concurrent with our projecting about what's coming at us, not only is the 3D printing, but the different kinds of throughput, right? Because there are 3D printers for concrete and for aggregate and obviously plastics and things like that. But 3D printing is kind of established, right? Isn't the different throughputs, isn't that what's different? What's going to be different?
Well, a lot of things are changing simultaneously. In the 3D printing space for industry, you know, be that small businesses or large companies, you finally are achieving a point where the quality of the output is high enough and the prices are dropping low enough.
Right.
It opens up a lot of these business applications. So the elimination of inventory, bringing old parts back to life in small quantities, we call Jurassic parts. A lot of these applications haven't really been possible. And one of the major hurdles, as you say, is that, you know, the material that's been used is only applicable for certain types of parts. Well, now there's a whole bunch of new technologies, some of which are not quite on the market, but very close, that enable you to replace all sorts of different types of
parts. Well, they're printing structural walls, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean there's a whole bunch of stuff, and we go into a lot of this in the book. A lot of the sort of crazy technologies. I think what's really important about it is the basic technologies. Again, if you can enable low volume production that is cost competitive. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you know, as a small business owner, for example, you just look at the disruption that Jeff Bezos caused with the Amazon, you know, cloud service,
right,
or what they call the Elastic Computing Cloud.
Right.
Where all of a sudden, all of these small businesses, entrepreneurs had access to participate in the digital world because they didn't need to buy, you know, $1 million computers or servers or connectors. The same.
They just opened up shop at Amazon. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The same exact thing is about to happen in manufacturing, where you don't have to have massive capital and be a large company.
Mm-hmm.
You can come up with product ideas and start to produce those in small
volumes. What kind of a disruption do you think it will cause for small businesses in general? Will it be more opportunity than disruption, or will it be disruption first and then opportunity?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think the disruption is probably more for the larger companies.
Yeah.
You know, the same way that the mass publishing industry.
But unless those large companies are our customers.
Well, yes, that's true. But I think there's way more opportunities for small businesses than I think threats, because it allows you to come up with product ideas without making the huge risk of I've got to pay $100,000 for a mold, or just to get into production, I've got to make these huge bets. Now you can actually go out in the market, even with different variations of a product, see what works, and then put the money down.
But back to your comment of in the last segment about winners and losers, folks, the disruption is going to come. If you're too invested in the old way, degree by degree, you're going to be disrupted. If you're more likely to adopt some of the new stuff, like understanding how 3D printing works and how it's going to affect you, then you probably have a chance to make it. But if you're only committed to serving a company that's going to be disrupted by 3D printing, for example, then you're going to be disrupted too.
Yeah, and I think it's across every industry, right?
Yeah.
There's a pattern. There's a way that when the economy moves, or your industry moves to mass customization, the entire competitive environment changes.
And right.
We lay that out in the book. You know, what do leaders need to do to be successful
in this new type of environment? It's called The Great Disruption by Rick Smith. They're competing and surviving in the second wave of the Industrial Revolution. Good job, Rick. Come back soon. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Rick Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.